me as I come, cause I'm coming as I am. I'm just another human, just another man, trying to make sense of all the things that we find here. Breaking through the madness, trying not to see blind fear. And I don't think it's treason to fight against their pay, or speak of revolution, I'm saying it's okay. Yeah, speak of revolution, it got us here today. I speak of revolution, it'll be the only way. Bush was not elected, he just simply paid. His father helped to arm and train Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. His death squad training armies, he tells to stack the deck, setting up the next war in hopes you'll have to re-elect. And Cheney met with Enron to give their favors back. Boeing funds elections, now they're happy with the tax. And Halliburton's reaping benefits of murder by the score, earning money off a lie and a bloody oil war. I don't love my leaders, but I love my family. They look after my well-being, and plus they make me me. And if there ever came a time when they were troubled or in pain, I would be there in assistance, that's the way it will remain. And yeah, I'm fighting for my family, and you should fight for yours. Cause one day soon it won't be realistic anymore to test the strength of power and amend the rule of law. They take and take and take until there's nothing left at all. Well, what I need to tell you is that we could be free if I recognize you and you recognize me. See, if we really work together and stop pretending we are blind, we can trash this power structure that leaves the poor behind. And we can build a new world based on what we need, and watch the profit armies call it quits and supersede. If we care about each other, then let's just do that and forget about war and profiting off others' backs. I don't love my leaders, but I love my friends. They represent what life is, why it matters in the end. Cause life should be all smiles, happiness and joy, not a constant web of work for an oppressive power ploy. This is how they'd have us, many starving in the streets, while armies seal off borders by rule of the elite. Scandal inside scandal, constant lies and fear. But now I speak of revolution, I know it can happen here. Now to see you acting foolish, to see you acting scared, makes me cry inside, but on the outside I'm prepared to walk with you wherever it may be we need to go, to take this planet back out of the hands of those we know who just control it for themselves, drilling deeper oil wells, selling products made to fail because they teach that failure sells, and they're selling you this myth that's filling, spilling off the shelves. They say we need some structure because we can't get by ourselves. I don't love my leaders, but I love my land. I hope that someone out there will somehow understand that America is you and I, not just them. And democracy can come without all of the suffering. So let's reclaim our independence from this foreign state. This thing they call democracy is actually hate. Democracy will come from the people themselves, not from the threat of bombers or the threat of bullet shells. They're taking all your sweat and blood and using it for bombs, the same way they did when they gave anthrax to Saddam. And now it's plain and simple that we're stretching out our arms, and the people of the world are sounding the alarms, trying to make us see, as the people of this land, that we're victims of a war machine that's gotten out of hand. And if we don't dismantle and destroy it while we can, it'll rise up against us, that's the style of command. Take me as I come, cause I'm coming as I am. If we don't stop this madness, it'll kill us in the end. So if the next war comes and it makes you feel ashamed, reclaim the halls of power, don't succumb to their campaign. And I don't think it's treason to fight to have a say, or speak of revolution, I'm saying it's okay. Yeah, speak of revolution, it got us here today. Speak of revolution, it'll be the only way.